Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Ajay, the moderator for this conference. Welcome to the Cadila Healthcare conference call. For the duration of the presentation, all participants' lines will be in a listen-only mode. I'll be standing by for the question and answer session. I would like to hand over the floor to Mr. Pankaj R. Patel of Cadila Healthcare. Thank you, and over to Mr. Pankaj R. Patel.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the post-result teleconference. Overall, we have managed a double-digit growth both on top line and bottom line, in spite of being in investment phase in several markets. The margins are somewhat under pressure, especially in the API business. The highlight of the quarter 2 2004-05 result is that we have, on consolidated basis, crossed the half-billion mark in profits for the first time in the company's history. Coming to the details of the consolidated results, the consolidated net sales increased by 14.4% to 3492 million rupees in the quarter 2 from 3052 million in the corresponding quarter in the previous year. The growth was driven by exports, which went up by 31% year on year, and the international formulation sales doubled year on year. Domestic formulation sales grew by over 10%. The PBDIT increased only marginally to 3% due to higher expenses. However, the operating profit, that is PBIT, grew by 13% year on year. The profit after tax increased 28.7% to 511 million, crossing the half billion mark for the first time. During the quarter, company filed two DMFs, one ANDA with the US FDA, taking the total number of DMF filing to 16 and ANDA number pending for approval to 13. Additionally, the company also filed two COS, Certificate of Suitabilities, and one Canadian DMF. Coming to the details of the standalone performance during the quarter two, the highlights are as follows. The net sale revenue increased 10.3% to 3,034 million from 2,751 million in quarter two last year. Total domestic sales has increased 8% year on year. Give you the breakup, the formulation sale grew by 12%, the API domestic degrew by 15%, while the total exports grew by 17% year-on-year, 13.3% growth of formulations and 11.8% growth of API. The domestic sales constituted 85% of the total sales, whereas export for the quarter constituted 15%. The PBDIT, profit before interest, depreciation, tax, and amortization, increased by 3% year-on-year to 726 million, from 702 million last year, and PBIT margins were slightly off by 80 basis point due to higher expenses during the quarter. The net profit for the quarter was 432 million, up 10% from last year number of 394. This has helped us. This was helped by the lower interest and taxes. Thank you very much, and now we can start the Q&A. With me is Mr. Ganesh Nayak, Mr. N.K. Patel, and Lina Sagar. And you may ask questions with respect to domestic market and non-regulated market to Mr. Nayak, for the results and finance to Mr. N.K. Patel and Lina, and for the regulated market to me. Over to the coordinator for the Q&A session.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the Q&A interactive session. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. On pressing star 1, participants will get a chance to present the questions on a first-in-line basis. To ask a question, please press star 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. On pressing star 1, participants will get a chance to present their questions on a first-in-line basis. To ask a question, please press star 1 now. First, we have Ms. Shahina from HDFC Securities.
Hi, good afternoon. Good set of numbers. Congratulations. I had a couple of questions on the breakup of the consolidated. What was the contribution from the subsidiary Altana? And how is this accounted for, the dividend?
Okay. For the quarter, we have received a 10 crore rupees dividend from the subsidiary Altana.
Uh-huh. And where is this accounted for?
Consolidated is removed.
But in the consolidated account, it gets removed.
So is
number
the gross revenue includes the dividend?
No. If you look at the consolidated numbers, there it is removed. But if you look at the standalone number,
yeah,
then there is in the other income.
It is in other income.
In consolidated, it is in.
In consolidated, it is. It gets removed because dividend has to be cancelled. So you look at the standalone number, the company numbers.
Okay.
If you look at the company numbers. If you look at the other income of 15 crores, which includes 10 crore rupees of dividend.
Maybe I'll clarify this later. I still haven't got it, but let me just go on to the next one. Basically, there has been a reduction in excise duty also. Is there any specific reason for that as a percentage to sales?
Mainly, excise duty has gone down because substantial quantity of the production was carried out on third-party basis, in-house.
So this would be something that we can expect to continue going forward?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next in line, we have Mr. Balaji from Sundaram Mutual Fund.
Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to know the status of your Altana JV. I mean, the negotiations that's happening. Will you be supplying more ingredients other than KSM 6 and 14? Or how's it? And also, what about the other products of Altana that you're looking at?
Currently, we are only supplying KSM 6 and KSM 14, and we are still discussing, so currently I cannot give you any further guidance on this.
And can you give me any guidance on how many tons will be produced for FIO6?
Sorry, FIO6 you are asking number?
Yeah.
FIO6 numbers would be about 43 tons of each intermediate.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. Next in line, we have Mr. Kirit from Ask Raymond James.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. Congratulations, good set of numbers. I just would like to know about what is the current status of your distribution agreement which you have been planning with some generic companies in the US market. Where is it right now, and when do we expect some announcement on that front?
It's very much under control, Kirit. I can only say that to you at this moment.
Okay.
Announcement, I cannot give you a specific date.
Okay. And I believe that we have launched a couple of products in the Alfama and French market. So how those products are doing, and how do you see the future launches in this market?
We have just began launching, as you are aware, somewhere end of the last month, the product in the French market.
Right.
And we expect that the product should grow rapidly in terms of sales. We would be launching in the current month Omeprazole for the first time in the French market.
Okay.
Which basically help us then increase the sale. We see the numbers going fast now.
Okay. And what is the strategy for other European markets? Because right now we are focusing just on French market. So do we have any strategy for other European markets, large markets like Germany and UK? And when do we plan to enter these markets?
Again, Kirit, I have been saying this. We have been looking at both Germany and UK as an opportunistic market. We do not want to basically aggressively push getting something unless we get a niche opportunity in this market. However, we are actively pursuing our opportunities in Spain and Italy market, and a lot of work is being done around that now, and we intend to complete the entry in these two markets, as I mentioned always, by end of financial year 06.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Ranjit Kapadia of Tower Capital.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, I would like to know the strategy for the domestic market. We have said that we will be putting a facility in Baddi and converting the Moraiya facility to for the regulated markets. So can you just give a brief outline of what is the investment in Baddi and what sort of products are likely to be manufactured?
Okay, Baddi, our total investment is 27 crores. The facility is mainly to produce tablets and capsule formulations. The production has already commenced as of last month, and it will go into the full speed of production by end of this year, beginning January. So all the tablet and capsule productions are being shifted to Baddi facility, which would basically offer us both the sales tax and excise benefit. By this time, we expect, when the Baddi facility goes on to full stream, we expect our production load on our existing facility for the regulated market increasing, and that facility will be then used for regulated market.
So what sort of benefits will be generated in the current year from this facility? In terms of numbers, in terms of tax saving?
I can give you specific number offline. I just do not have number in front of me now.
Okay. And sir, any future plan to upgrade this facility, Baddi? Any further investment is expected in the coming 2 years?
Currently, we are not planning to expand that. We would like to basically successfully run that and show it and prove it that we can make money out of it.
And any suspension or liquid orals are going, because we have said be tablet and capsule. So all other formulations will be manufactured at Moraiya.
Yes, but currently we do not have substantial product volumes in liquid orals.
Okay.
So we do not require this at all.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Rahul Sharma from Kavi.
Hello. Congratulations, sir, on a good set of numbers. Sir, I just wanted to find out, there is a substantial difference in our formulation exports compared to standalone. Which are the markets which are reflected in the consolidated numbers, sir?
Because of the French business, which is getting submerged for the first time, the numbers look higher.
Okay, so similar the case with API, is Altana reflected in the consolidated numbers?
Yes.
Okay, so the entire sale is due to Altana?
No, there is also a sale in from the Cadila Healthcare also. So if you look at our API exports on a standalone basis from Cadila Healthcare, it showed a growth of 11.8% for.
Okay, thank you, sir.
And Altana's, of course.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Rajesh Vora of ICICI Securities.
Good afternoon, and congrats for a good set of numbers. Just two questions. First, on the status of product filings for the U.S. market. If you can update us. And secondly, on the phase between investment phase that the company is in today and 2 years down the line, where does company see itself in terms of revenues from the regulated market and overall revenue going forward?
So good afternoon, Rajesh. Two good questions. First, the question regarding the filing. I think we are very much on track with respect to our filing targets. Things are moving as we have anticipated. During the last quarter, as I mentioned, we filed one ANDA and two DMFs, and we'll file required numbers by end of March. With respect to the business going forward in next 2 years, particularly from the regulated markets, US and Europe, we expect they would be contributing significantly in the 3 years period, rather than actually a 2 year period, I would say. And by FY07, we expect that this market should be contributing about 25% of our sales.
Okay. And in terms of any filings in this quarter on the ANDA side?
Last quarter we filed one, and this quarter we intend to file several.
Okay, okay. So you're on track to file
Our original target
NDAs.
Of 16 to 18.
Okay. And in terms of the phase of investment as of now, you're going through investing in the U.S. and Europe, particularly in France,
yeah.
Versus revenues which are going to come through over the next 2 to 3 years. And one of the drivers that has been helping you maintain margins has been the huge success of PRISM program. So how is that program going on?
PRISM, we have, this year we are in the cycle 2, and cycle 2 has a target of improving the margin further by about 3%. As of now, we are on very much on target on that number.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and good luck, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Surjit from KJMC.
Hi, congratulations, Karilu team. Actually, what's your total R&D expenditure in this quarter?
During the quarter, the R&D expenditure is 12.8 crores.
12.8 crores, vis-a-vis?
Vis-a-vis the same number last year.
Okay. And another thing is, what's the total sales of Altena has been shown in your consolidated number?
50% of our share, basically.
Yeah, but what is, I think he's asking for the number.
Oh, okay, number. Number is 20.64 crores.
20.64 crores. Yeah, and would you give us some strategic input in terms of companies thinking to replicate Altena model with sharing flow versus PTC?
Well, first of all, we cannot say that we definitely have plans to replicate this model. However,
right.
I would like to draw your attention that this model takes time. This is kind of a model takes a gestation period between 3 to 4 years before they start earning this.
Right.
We are currently negotiating, discussing with several of our partners and other companies for similar initiatives.
Right.
However, nothing has been finalized as of yet.
Are you also trying with Altena for the new drugs, Alvesco and Duxus, or any kind of trying for any other drugs? With,
we are discussing everything possible with Altena, but currently we do not have any specific plan to tell to you.
No. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Chetan from Mehta Advisories.
Mehta Partners?
Yeah, Mehta Partners.
Mehta Partners, oh, good life.
Couple of questions. One on CapEx, what are your plans for next couple of years? And second one on your contract manufacturing initiatives, if you can give us a broad update on where you are and what kind of revenue streams you look from this business.
First question with respect to capital expenditure. The current year, we expect the capital expenditure to be about 1.2 crore, 120 crore rupees. We would expect a capital expenditure of about 100 crore rupees next year. With respect to our contract manufacturing initiative, we have initiated this about 8 months back now. We have several negotiations going on for this contract manufacturing deal. We are close to finalizing a few of the deals. We expect to give the news to the market by last quarter of this financial year, or say between January and March 05.
And any broad guidance on kind of profitability you see from this kind of business?
It's difficult to say at this moment, because the moment I ask you, tell you the number, then you will say, what is the total volume? So generally, as a policy, we are not giving any guidance other than We're just saying that what are we doing in it. And in general, I can say this kind of business could have a bottom line between 30 to 40%.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Ms. Rohita from Prabhudas Liladhar.
Could you give us an update on your initiatives for the Brazilian market?
Could you please repeat the question?
Could you give us an update on your initiatives for the Brazilian market?
Ms. Naik, would you like to take this question?
Yeah, this is Ganesh Naik here.
Yeah, hello, sir.
You know, we have been working on the Brazilian market for the last 2.5 years. And now we have something concrete in terms of not only a model, but also in terms of revenue-generating model. And we have applied for 9 products, out of which 5 products we are expecting in this month.
Okay.
One of them we have already got. In fact, it is our first registration in the Brazilian market. The Brazilian market is growing quite well at around 20%. And the generics as well as the branded generics both offer a good opportunity. We have a plan of submitting 36 dossiers in the next 1 year. We already have a country head based in São Paulo, who is a local manager from a multinational. And our plans for Brazil seem to be in place. In fact, our revenues would start from April next year.
Okay, fine. Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Next in line, we have Mr. Pawan from Kotak Securities.
Yeah, hi. My question is for Mr. M.K. Patel as it relates to finance. So can you tell me in the consolidated numbers, your depreciation and amortization, it's dropped from around 22 crores to about 17 crores. Anything that you'd like to say on this?
See, in last quarter, we have huge depreciation of brand coming in from Saravai Zaiders, and this time it is not there, and that's why there is a drop reported.
So it was a one-time charge that you had in the last year quarter? Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Second is, can you please be a little more specific in terms of Altana sales and profit? I'm sorry if you've mentioned it elsewhere. Sales and profit for this quarter and the last year quarter.
Sales for the quarter is 2064
right.
lakhs, and the profit is 1834 crores.
And what was it last year this quarter? Would you have that?
Last year the same quarter?
Yeah.
Okay. I give you the number, 1 minute. Last year the sale was 1698 and the profit was 1190.
Okay, one last question from Mr. Pankaj Patel. Sir, how would you like to position Cadila in the mind of investors? Would generics be the big story, generics and a stable domestic business be a big story going forward, or would it be a mix of generics, contract or manufacturing, and a stable domestic business?
I think going forward, our revenues, and I'm looking at now between 3 to 5 years revenues, would be strongly driven by three: domestic, generics, and contract manufacturing.
Okay, and you think,
already we have, to some extent, already in as our existing business portfolio. Domestic, you know very well about it. Generics, we are already in France and we're getting into US, you know very well. And contract manufacturing, Altana is the example. So basically, we have these three, and I think we believe that these three will grow forward further.
Okay, would you have any targets in mind? Say, you think, Altana kind of deal, obviously that is like a blue sky scenario, but otherwise, what is the kind of, say, 3 years down the line, what is the kind of contract manufacturing business you are looking at?
We want to double the revenues which we are getting today.
In 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you. And best wishes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. Next in line, we have Mr. Purushottam of ICICI Securities.
Hi, just a clarification. Did I hear right that you said the profits from the Altana JV were 1834 lakhs for this quarter on sales of 20.64 crores?
Yes.
Last year you said that you did a profit of 11.9 crores on sales of about 17 crores. So what is the reason for this sharp spike in profitability?
There are several reasons. One is some cost efficiency we have achieved at the plant level.
Mm-hmm.
The second is we have been getting a little better realization because of exchange rate.
Mm-hmm.
And generally an overall cost consciousness at the plant, in spite of making huge profits, we've been very cost conscious. So we are looking at reducing cost year on year, every year, to improve the profitability forward.
Okay.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Ravi Agarwal of JP Morgan.
Yeah, I just wanted to check with you. When do you expect to receive product approvals in the U.S. market? And how do you propose to market these products?
We expect product approvals coming in maybe in next couple of months. As with regard to marketing is concerned, we have a strategy in place now. We would be basically marketing product under Zydus label. We would initially use a partner to market our product for a limited period. And we intend to launch the product in the next quarter in the US market.
Will this partner be a pharma partner or will it be more a distributor?
No, a pharma partner. An existing generic company.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Ms. Anshu Govil of CLSA.
Hello.
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 Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, my question is regarding the tax rate. Why is it fallen drastically by 876 basis points this year?
That's basically because of the tax incentives, particularly the R&D investments.
Your R&D investments were flat year on year.
Only for the quarter, not for the half.
Yeah, but you said that your R&D investments for the quarter were flat at 12.8 crores, if I remember right.
Only for the quarter, but you know, the R&D investment is not divided into four equal parts. This is always divided into several parts. In different months, so it's not that you could see the R&D expenses divided by four every quarter.
Okay.
So, but if you see the first half, then first half there is a substantial increase in R&D expenses.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Pawan of Kotak Securities.
Yeah, I'm sorry, just one repeat question. Despite the modest top-line growth that you've had, I see your EBITDA is actually kind of flat. And also your R&D expense is flat. So any particular reason or was this this quarter is probably not reflecting the gains that you've probably got from your PRISM project?
Okay, good question. I think if you see our material cost actually has shown a significant improve by 4%. The EBITDA is flat mainly because of higher expenses on some market development related strategic expenses during the quarter.
So probably margin expansion would be higher or you know better in the subsequent quarters.
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. Next, we have a follow-up question from Mr. Balaji of Sundaram.
Sir, if you could let us know the sales figures and the reported loss of your Zydus SAS France for the first half.
First half. Just give us a minute.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir.
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Balaji.
Yeah.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No.
Please go ahead with your question, sir.
Okay, Balaji, the first half, the sales of Zydus France
yeah.
is 1318 lakhs. And the losses of first half is 415 lakhs.
How much?
415.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Next in line, we have Mr. Surjit of KJMC.
Actually, I just wanted to know what the latest status on Ankleshwar plant. When are you expecting US FDA approval on this?
We expect FDA to be in our plant maybe in the next couple of months, because that's the time they come to India usually. We have filed several DMFs, and in fact some of our ANDAs have been inspected, so we expect this inspection happening in next 2 months.
Wasn't it expected in last month, September?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions, please press star 1 now. At this moment, there are no further questions from participants. I would like to hand over the floor back to Mr. Pankajar Patel.
Thank you very much for participating in our teleconference, and looking forward to talk to you again at the end of at the declaration of result of quarter 3. Thank you and good evening. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for choosing CyberBazaar's conferencing service. That concludes this conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a nice day.